South Pacific, the classic Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, is being performed by the Old Town Hall Theater in North Ridgeville. And director Joy Van Kuren joins us. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Do you hum Valley High in your sleep these days?
I do. And also some of the other tunes.
Right. Every time you shampoo, you start singing that other song too, right?
Right, right. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair.
What made Old Town Hall Theater decide to go with South Pacific for their performance this time around?
I think just the love of those musicals, Rodgers and Hammerstein, can't beat them, in my opinion, anyway.
Now, something like this, how do you kind of get this on stage? You're kind of like on an island. You got the beach, the water. How do you transform Old Town Hall Theater into that?
Well, actually, as a director, I believe in very simple sets. I was lucky enough to have a former student of North Ridgeville High School who is now studying scenic design at CSU paint the main backdrop, which is beautiful. It has sand near the bottom and then ocean and Valley High in the background and sky, and that is pretty much omnipresent throughout the show. And then Old Town Hall is a very small theater with a very small stage. So on stage right, we have a representation of Emile Debeck's patio, basically, which also, when it's not his patio, just doubles. It's a backdrop of trees and things. And on stage left is the commander's hut, and it also doesn't go away. So basically, we change scenes by lighting and the characters and what they're wearing and a few basic props.
What size of a cast do you have for this performance?
We have 12 women and 12 men, which is very small for the show. It usually calls for maybe double that. We have people playing several roles. They are very talented, and they sound beautiful together. Great voices.
Take us through a little bit of the story that takes place in the play South Pacific.
The play South Pacific is based on Michener's Tales of the South Pacific, which had 14 stories. He took several of the stories and they took and wove them together. There's three main plot lines. One is Emile Debeck, an older gentleman who falls in love with Nellie, who is a nurse who's much younger than her. And then there's a young lieutenant who falls in love with a native girl. And then there's also the comedic characters of a local Tonkinese woman who is Bloody Mary, and Billis, a sailor CB who likes to get away, who's a con man, basically, likes to get away with whatever he can. And they all weave together. It's also about prejudice and overcoming prejudice. It was first performed in the late 40s. Was kind of controversial in a way because one of the songs, You've Got to Be Taught, talks about how we have to be raised to fear and dislike people that our parents don't like. And so the two main sets of lovers each confront that situation. Nellie has to overcome the fact that the man she loves had children by a Polynesian woman before her. And the younger Lieutenant Cable is in love with Liat is her name. But she is Tonkinese, and he's from Philadelphia. So in the end, it all comes round all right, although there is a tragic side.
The The play is South Pacific, being performed by the Old Town Hall Theater. Our director, Joy Van Curen, joining us this morning. How's the cast enjoying themselves? I know, I guess they had opening weekend. How did that go for them last weekend?
The opening weekend was very nice. I was very, very pleased. The reception was good. They just had Friday and Saturday. So we will be performing the next three Fridays and Saturdays. And then on March 4th, there's a Sunday matinee. They worked very hard to get where they're at. And the feedback has been terrific.
Joy, the music Bruce played to open the segment, kind of uplifting, playful, a lot of fun there maybe. Yet as you describe, the story is in all of that. You have a lot of emotional ups and downs. Would that be a fair assessment for people who have not seen it?
Yes, but it's really got some very beautiful songs, and then it's got a lot of very playful songs. There's Nothing Like a Dame is the male chorus number. I've Got to Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair is one of the female ones. People who are familiar with there's a song called Honey Bun, which is very funny. And then there's some gorgeous ballads. It's got it all. When we decided to do it, and I re-listened to the cast, you know, the original cast album, I was just struck on how, to me, it's brilliant. It's got everything. You know, it's got these beautiful songs, and then it's got these great, fun songs. Again, it's an enjoyable evening.
Again, if people want to get tickets for this, which goes through March 10th, how do they go about getting them?
Call the box office, which is 440-327-2909, and you leave a message with how many seats and what date and time. It's helpful to repeat those, and unless there's a problem, you show up at the box office. We only take cash and checks, but you don't have to prepay. We open a half hour. Seating opens a half hour before the show. So the house opens at 7. The show starts at 7:30 on the Fridays and Saturdays.
Is your cast making it through the winter here with any kind of sneezing?
Oh, it's been a it's been a challenge. We did Music Man last year with a cast of 40, 20 of whom had been sick at one point or another. I was thinking about it, and with 24, luckily we only had about four people out at different times. Weather sometimes was a problem. I'd get texts stuck in traffic, you know. But when you do a show in these winter months, you've got to expect some delays or issues.
But obviously they love the theater, and they come there on the evenings for the rehearsals, and now it's all paying off with the shows that are going on again through March 10th. It is South Pacific at the Old Town Hall Theater in North Ridgeville. Box office number again is 327-2909. Our guest director, Joy Van Curen. Joy, thanks for sharing a bit of your morning with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Bye-bye.